The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KP, what we doing?
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
It's the VC show.
Season 2,
let's go.
Show season 2, yeah, we back again. Got the world tuning in for show, so go and tell a friend. iHeart got me on the squad, I slam dunk the win. So go on there, kick your feet up so you can listen in.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
It's the VC show.
Season 2, let's go!
What's up, what's up? Welcome to the VC show. I'm your host, Vince Carter. We are back at it. This week, I have a very special guest, an old teammate, and most importantly, a great friend of mine. So get comfortable, kick your feet up. The VC show starts now. My guest was a John Wooden Award winner, a Naismith Award winner, consensus All-American. I'm not done yet. His jersey retired at St. Joe's. 2003-2004 AP Player of the Year. Also to add the 20th pick in the 2004 NBA Draft by the Denver Nuggets. Played 14 seasons, an All-Star in 09. Currently the GM for the G League's Delaware Blue Coats. Chester High School's own Jameer Nelson. Yeah, I know, bro. I know where you're from. Mr. Chester himself. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you?
Oh man, I'm good. How are you doing, man? You're the guy that's busy. I'm working, but you're working. Like, I mean, you have a lot on your plate with obviously being a GM now. Congratulations to, you know, we've talked, but still congratulations in front of everybody else. I know you're doing work with the Sixers and obviously following your son as well. So I should be asking, how are you?
I'm good. You know, man, like obviously, you know, I have four kids. I got three daughters and my son. My son is the oldest. I have a daughter playing softball at the University of South Florida as a freshman.
Time flies.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? Daughter in high school, sophomore year, and a sixth grader. Obviously, my son. So busy with that. I mean, trying to be the best dad, best husband as possible, but also trying to grow in the world that I'm in on the other side. Like former players, you know, we get a bad reputation of whatever you want to call it. Like, as former players working in the NBA. I got my head down, I put my hard hat on, and I get to work. And one of the most important things that I understand is, like, I don't want anything given to me. So I've been like that as a player, and I'm like that as a human being. So just being transparent, like, I really enjoy working with the G League guys and the staff. I feel responsible for those guys and girls, just in terms of getting opportunities to get to where they want to go. And we've had a great or nice amount of call-ups this year. Actually, for me, like winning and development is like 1A, 1B. So just being able to see 5-6 guys get either two ways or NBA contracts, or we even had a guy get a pretty lucrative deal over in Europe. So it's just seeing those opportunities being in front of these guys and them being able to showcase their talents when the opportunity to come here in the G, it makes me happy because that's exactly why I'm doing it. And obviously I want to bring as much talent as I can to the Sixers organization and to the program. And, you know, over the last 3-4 years, I've been able to help out in that way.
For you being a point guard and obviously you're seeing the way the new NBA, if you would, you know, to us, it's kind of the new NBA. Is it different for you seeing like bigs now stretching the floor?
What big?
And shoot. that's fair too. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. Like you stumped me there. I don't know where to go with that. But like some of the guys that we considered, like, I mean, 6'10", I mean, you could look at 6'10" now and those guys are threes, but we're talking about like the bigs now. We had stretch fours. We had like Rashard Lewis type guys who were stretch fours, but now you're seeing, if you would, stretch fives. Yeah. Is it different for you? I mean, obviously you're adjusted because of your role, but is it different for you because for a very long time you played with a young Jokic? You also played with a dominant big like Dwight, who was strictly in the post. Is it different for you now on the other side, kind of scouting for it, or are you adjusted?
So the funny thing is, I tell people all the time, Joker is one of, I put it like this, I'm very fortunate to have a ton of great teammates, and Joker is one of them. And being on a team with that dude, I learned how to not play pick and roll. Growing up in the league, I was a pick and roll player. Give a lot of credit to Coach Chris Finch, who was the offensive coordinator for a few years or maybe a year or so in Denver. I was like, Chris, I'm a pick and roll player. I need pick and rolls. And he just was like, I'm going to say it. He's like, shut the up and pass the ball and cut. Because you got this big dude who can make every play make it easy for you.
And this was his first or second year?
So this was probably Joker's second or third year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I brought him, just go back. Let me go back. So I brought him, just like you remember, I used to do the whole team bonding thing.
Yeah.
Bring everybody in and all that. So I don't have team personnel there other than the trainers, right? Mm-hmm. Just make sure we're safe. He comes in, he's doing everything. He doesn't really know English well. It's a language barrier. The team calls me. He's like, hey, who looks good? Like, you know, my idea of it was like to kick guys into like get in shape. I was like, man, the foreign kid is going to be an all-star. I just don't know when. I think maybe when he understands English better. I said, but he is the best player here right now. They were like, no way. And obviously.
Youssef was there or he was already gone?
Nurk was not there. He wasn't here. He didn't come. I think he had.
But I'm saying he was still on the team.
Oh, yeah, he was still on the team.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was still on the team. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, you know, like we had a little logjam there at the five with the two young European players. And
I remember this.
You know, I give Nurk a lot of credit. Nurk was really good. I mean, he still isn't really good.
Yeah.
Joker
was special.
He's special. Like, you just call it what it is. And he's exactly what Denver needed and wanted at the time. So, That dude, like, he changed my mind. He changed my mind in terms of, like, basketball, how it's going to be played moving forward. That's kind of when it became positionless.
What's crazy is I remember us playing in Denver. I think in Denver the first time. I was in Memphis. And Mark Gasol, he had Mark so frustrated. I mean, he was still young. Like I said, they had Nurkic there, but when he would check in the game, he was a menace, and he would just get under your skin, but you could just see the skills already. Yeah. And, you know, and he didn't care. He'd throw his body around, he's like, man, who is this dude? Like, you know, because obviously he was coming off the bench as a backup at the time for Nurkic. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he would play more minutes, and I was just like, bro, this guy's going to be pretty good. And then next thing you know, they trade him, like, yep, there it is.
Yeah.
It's his show, and then, you know, the rest is history. But like I said, so you saw it from the beginning.
I saw from the beginning. I'm not going to say, obviously, I didn't discover him, but I'm saying,
but you could see.
Yeah, I can see the talent. Like, you can see the talent. And like I said, where the game was going, when it started to become positionless at the time, I literally started to inbounds the ball, throw it to him, let him bring it up. And I started like setting screens for people, backdoor cuts. And I'm in 12th, 13th year, right? I'm trying to squeeze all the juice out the lemon, right? So I just figured I just need to cut. I can get 4 points from cutting. I can get 2 threes from standing in the corner. And I can get another bucket doing something else. So my job was easy. Inbounds the ball. And I figured I never was a cutter. So what I started doing was I was like, man, I'm not as fast. I'm not as quick anymore. I just need to like start higher, make a football move, and run by my guy. And somehow either he's going to hit me or he's going to find the open man.
And how crazy is that for you, being that was your expertise and something you would do? You were the setup artist, if you would, for players. And now you're on the receiving end of that. And the guy who's doing it is your center.
Yeah, it's different, man. Like, because I use my center as like the guy who helped me get my guy off of me. So now it's like, okay, I had to like retrain my brain and like alter my thinking. It's like, how do I help the team and not be the veteran who's like disgruntled or the lawyer in the locker room? Like, and I just like, you know, I roll with it. Like, I try to help lead the team in a way where, you know, I try to put them in direction where Coach Malone wanted us to go. And I felt like I did a good job. I think I did a good job in mentoring the guys. But yeah, I was happy to like give the ball to that dude because I knew he was going to make the right play every time. Whether we completed the play or not, or made the shot or not, he was trying to make the right play.
Yeah, and you see that now. He's a walking triple-double. And I think he's pretty much a lock to win his third MVP. You know, obviously, Joel going down. I thought Joel was playing some of the best basketball. And obviously, Joker was right there. But right now, he's the best player in the world, man. He's one of the best players in the world, if not the best in the world.
I'm going to challenge that because I think Joel is right there, too. I think he's...
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I really believe that Joel can lead the league in any statistical category he wants.
I agree.
You know, seeing it up close, he's just so talented, man. Like, those two guys, like, we can discuss and...
And it's going to be a back and forth, and you can...
Every day.
Every day. And that's what I'm saying. Joel going down opened the door for it to be a clear path for Joker, in my opinion. Because the way Joel was playing in the beginning of the year before he got hurt, it was nothing to talk about, in my opinion. I thought he was the front runner for MVP, and he was going to win it hands down.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at the way he was playing, he was doing it within the flow. He was just so efficient and so effective. I mean, it didn't make a difference if teams double-teamed him, if teams did whatever. But, you know, Coach Nurse did a great job of putting him in positions to score as well. So, you look, at the end of the day, with those two guys, if they're healthy, it's always going to be – they're always going to be in MVP talks and contention. They're just talented.
Tell me what you think about Maxey, man. He's one of my favorite players. I hit him up some time ago, 2 years ago, I want to say, and told him to keep his head up. I think it was after the playoffs. I'm like, you're on your way to be a star. I was a fan, and I thought he, in due time, he was going to emerge to be an all-star and obviously one of the better players, if not, you know, one of the two go-to guys on the Sixers. And here we are today. What are your thoughts on Maxey? And, you know, where have you seen the most growth from his game in the past year or two?
Well, the first thing I'll say about Maxey is he lights up the room when he walks in. He's smiling. He's always himself. Mm-hmm. And you need that. You got an 82-game season. You know, January, February, you know, that's when you like, oh, man, I still got how many games left? Like, the dude is always in the gym, always working, always smiling, and his energy is infectious. So that to me, is the number one attribute of – or four, or however you want to say, Maxey. But he keeps getting better because of that. I think his work ethic, like he's first one on the floor, last one off. Works hard in practice, shoot around. You know, we communicate here and there. I tend to leave guys alone, like during the season, you know, but he also listens. I say, hey, this, and that, and the other. And doesn't even have to be like making shots, missing shots, moves, or whatever. It could be body language. He listens. Mm-hmm. He understands. He wants to be that guy. He wants to be embraced as that guy. And he continues to get better. Every year you see improvement. Every year you see him taking on a bigger challenge. And it's cliche, but like, honestly, the sky's the limit for this kid. Like, he's fast. He's athletic. He can shoot. He's become a better defender. He's a better passer. And he's a phenomenal person. So
that boy can finish with the best of them.
Yeah, like his touch is, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody go as fast as him and have the touch that he has around the basket. So I know I didn't. I mean, I was more of a power player, but that dude is special and he's showing the world that he's special.
And he's one of the young talents of today's game. Obviously, SGA. I mean, there's so many. But I mean, you just look at, you know, if you think about when we played, we always talk about veteran teams that usually rise to the top, tops in the East and the West. But if you look at today's game right now, OKC, first in the West, Timberwolves, third in the West, Pelicans, fifth in the West, Sac, sixth in the West. That's four teams right there that have young talent, you know, pretty much. I mean, when I say young people, I'm talking about in early 20s, early right. to mid 20s, like not just mid to, you know, still in their 20s, mid to late 20s. We're talking about early in their 20s, led by, you know, and are the leaders, and they are tops of the West and in the East. Cavs third, Magic fifth, Pacers seventh, you know, like a Halliburton. So have you been impressed? What are your thoughts of what we're seeing in today's game? Now, there's not a lot of defense, a lot of scoring. Well, what have been your thoughts?
I enjoy it, man. And, you know, I love seeing just competition in general, seeing these young guys compete. I mean, they're a little more friendly than what we were back in the day. Mm-hmm. I was always a dude who liked to laugh and joke on the floor. But when it came down to it, like, I was serious. I wanted to win.
Right.
I wanted to
compete. Right,
and
these guys
they do the same thing. I mean, you can't knock a person for who they are, right? But at the same time, the level of talent that we're seeing in the NBA, the skill level in terms of the scoring packages and passing packages, again, defenders are taller, more athletic, long. Like, it's just...
I mean, look at the Magic. What they start? They start 6'10", like, or better. Like, it's crazy.
Crazy the amount of length that's on the floor now. But then you look at, you like, well, such and such score 40. I'm like, I don't know how he scored 40 other than just... making shots. It's guys learned how to create space better than we knew how to. Well, for you, it was easy. Like, one thing about you, I was like, yo, I can get a dude the ball. He can get a shot off versus anybody. That's just how natural of a scorer you were. For me, I needed to pick and roll. I needed something, you know, different things. But like these guys, they don't need anything. It's so many guys that can score the ball in such an easy way. It's scary. Like, it's scary.
And I'm going to say this, bro, to add to that, these young guys understand how they can either draw fouls or what a defender cannot do, meaning can't touch them. They can eat up the space. They know how to manipulate situations. And it's just, it's a hats off to them, you know. And there could be the great debate on, obviously, I'm all for the old school. Because you think about what we came from, hand checking, you know, blah, 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 to where it is now. It's a different game. But at the same time, whatever the rules are, these guys are able to take advantage of it to put up numbers that they're putting up. So I'll never knock the hustle for that. So, you know, shout out to these guys because they're getting it done.
Yeah, I never get into comparing eras because we'll never know. I don't compare LeBron, Mike. I mean, I can kind of like compare Kobe to both of those guys because he played against both. That's ultimately like he's my favorite player. You know, like people are like, well, if Mike played in this era, he'll get this. I'm sure he would. If LeBron played in that era, you don't know any of that, right? But at the same time, it's like, I really enjoy watching these guys. They're like, listen, I'm talking to Vince Carter. You're one of them. Like, you know what I mean? Just be honest. Like, you're one of these guys. I'm like, yo, this dude is one of these dudes who, man, you know what I mean? So it's fun to watch these guys play. And like I said, their scoring package is different than what we had. They have all the moves, all the footwork. Just the footwork in general is different.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Obviously, yeah, like you said, we played together. You know, let's talk about Orlando. What are some fond memories that you had, obviously, playing for the Magic? I know, correct me, it was a month or two ago you were honored for the Magic. I wasn't invited, but I heard about it. No, it's all good, but I heard about it. I heard it was nice. You know, I was home chilling. But, you know, what are some fond memories for you playing in that Magic uniform? I mean, playing in the finals, and then obviously us the next year, you know. But you know, share some of those memories, man.
Man, like I said, I had so many great teammates. You are for sure at the top of that. It's just
appreciate that. I know you're saying that because we're on here.
No, but man, you already know. You know how we are, man. Like, right. It was fun, man. Like I said, we didn't win a championship, but we came damn close,
man.
No, I don't care what people say. Nobody wanted to play us. We were dominant on both ends of the floor. Stan had us prepared. He had us over-prepared times three, right? Everything on the board was filled with letters. And I appreciate that now because I see the game a different way because of that, because of the way Stan prepared us. But just like how the fans in the city embraced us, man. Like, you know, we walk around like,
hey.
It was fun.
When I say this, you're going to laugh because you're going to remember it like it was yesterday. But, I mean, like you said, the city embraced us. We gave them a show. We played hard. We had fun. We literally, you know, for you guys that for you guys that didn't really see us play or didn't – I hope you guys would see us when we would come to your arena. But we had the Magic Show, all right? And the Magic Show was led by
– AJ.
Anthony Johnson, AJ, and Jason Williams. Mostly Anthony Johnson first. But this is when I've known Jay Will White Chocolate for a very long time. But I think for me, that was the first time really getting to see the real personality of Jay Will. Because some of the stuff that we got him to do, I will admit, I don't know if you'll admit it. There was times that we took the magic show a little too far.
Way too far.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it like literally, so the magic show, for you guys who don't recall it, we would come out for layups and it was a five minute performance. It was literally a 5 minute performance. Everybody would get introduced and had to do something. And it went from layups to where White Chocolate ended up in the stands shooting jump shots to jump hooks, jump hooks, like in the stands. This is before the game. And I knew, and I can hear, you know, I mean, I can see if I'm on the other side being in TV now, like, man, they don't take the game serious. I know that's what people will say. Like, yeah. If you look at it, because it got to a point like, yo, we are going way too far with this. But we, once the game started, like you said, we laugh and joke, had a good time, but we had guys that locked in and got it done. You know what I'm saying? So, because yeah. We were a very good basketball team. I blame you. You were the captain that year.
I blame myself too, because I started it and like everybody ran with it. I was like, I can't believe, like after like the fifth time we did it, I was like, I can't believe we're doing it. And you look down at the other team, they stopped layups and watched this.
Watching it. Like, because it got to the point we were lifting J Will up for him to do windmill dunks.
Listen, somebody, it got crazy when somebody like basically carried him in the air from the free throw line.
Yes.
That's how crazy it was.
That's what it got. Well, him shooting out of the tunnels and in the stands is when coaching staff were like, all right,
enough is enough.
We need to dial this back a little bit. But we were winning and we took care of business. Obviously that year we ran through Charlotte, ran through Atlanta to where like literally, won't name the players, but the players like just, they told us just to go ahead and get this over with. You remember? Okay, cool. Yeah, it's like, just go ahead, get this over with. And then we ran into a tough Boston team that put us out in six, and so be it. We also play with a guy who's doing great things right now by the name of J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
You know, he has his podcast with LeBron right now. Rookie J.J. Redick. I know he told us a couple of stories, but what was rookie J.J. Redick like?
So, rookie J.J. Redick... He's different than the right now. Totally different, bro. But I took a liking to JJ early and we remained friends. And he was just lost. I think he was just lost, man, coming into a situation where probably his first time in his career, he didn't play much. You know, he was the dude in college basketball. And I kind of went through it too my rookie year. I just didn't get on the floor as much as I would like to have gotten on, but he was a character.
Yeah.
I remember he said he wanted to just take a backpack and go climb mountains or something.
Yes.
So, you know, I think he and I had a long talk and I was just like, yo, if you keep this up, bro, like you might be out the league. And not saying I deserve credit for anything like that, because I don't. He deserved every bit of credit for changing and becoming who we all knew he could be as a professional basketball player, person, and now analyst. Like, the dude is like, he's kicking tail. You know what I mean? He's killing it.
Real quick, and we're going to move on. What do you remember about getting the opportunity to play in the finals?
Yeah, so it was a situation, obviously, I got hurt, and I'm a hard worker. So I did my rehab triple time, quadruple time. However many times I can do it, I'm like, you remember my guy, Ed? I'm like, Ed, we back in the gym. Ed was tired. Ed was like, man. It got to the point me and Ed practice going on. We in there shooting darts. I did their rehab so many times. I'm like, he like, yo, you gotta rest. So we had a blowgun. We doing all type of stuff in that joint. So I come back, but I asked all my teammates, I said, look, I can play, but I won't play unless you guys think I should play. And each and every player said and coach said I should play. So I played. Mm-hmm. Like if one person would have said no, I wouldn't have played. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it. You know, do I regret it? I don't regret it. I don't look at it any different.
It's a chance of a lifetime, bro. I understand. Like, I mean, I really thought that following year, you know, we've had the conversation, so I know how you felt about it. And I thought we really had a legit shot to get back there and, you know, go for it again. I mean, very good basketball team that we had, so... I'm going to ask you this about, we talked about you and the GM at Blue Coast. Do you have aspirations of being a GM in the NBA and or a coach?
So right now I'm taking the track of being a GM. I'm never going to shut the coaching door. I've been offered coaching jobs every year. And I'm like, I really enjoy what I'm doing. I'm continuing to help people. But if you look at it and you understand the role, I am coaching, just not the way an actual coach does it. So I'm involved in like as much as I want to be involved in. I mean, I help Coach Long Gabbardi out as much as I can without stepping on toes, the players, medical staff, whoever, just bringing my experience to those guys and girls to help them grow. But yeah, one day my goal is to be running NBA team.
That's dope. Hey, you know it's March Madness, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. And do you watch? I ask this in really joking more than anything, but do you watch a lot of college basketball other than TCU?
Yeah, man, that's my job.
And St. Joe's, maybe, but like seriously, like
I watch a ton of college basketball. I've always like again, like I said, I love competition.
It's more of a joke.
No, I know it's a joke, but I got to be real.
Sort of. Do you watch this play?
I don't want you to get me fired by saying
that's true too.
Basketball, you know what I mean?
Okay,
but I do watch a ton of college basketball.
You watch Carolina play?
Yeah, I watch Carolina play.
So that's a lot. Okay, so you watch TCU and you watch college basketball, but you don't watch us play. That's cool. But that's cool. It's cool.
You talking about that sky blue team?
Yeah, that one. How has it been for you watching Mir? And I know, like, you've been watching, you know, obviously now for some years now, but, like, I have his team. I have TCU in my app or one of my apps where it pops up when they play.
Yeah.
So I make sure I'm always watching them. How has it been for you watching him play, and do you get caught up in it? We're parents, so, and we've played in this league, so it's easy to – like, why don't they do this? But has it been fun for you watching? Understand what I'm asking when I'm asking this question. Has it been fun for you watching him play? Because I tell you what, he way more athletic than you, bro. Don't take it personal.
it's been
because so- I remember you sent me pictures of, I mean, a video of him dunking in high school, and yeah. I watched him play. He was on the road somewhere on the break and just took up. I was like, yo. He way more athletic than Jameer. But anyway, how's it been for you watching him play?
Yo, listen, bro, let me tell you one thing. It's been surreal, man. Like, knowing where he came from, baseball player, put the bat down, played basketball his junior year and senior year of high school. Didn't play much those 2 years because of, like, small little injuries. And I, like, being the dad I am, I protected him. And then going to college, I'm like, I say this honestly, I didn't think he was a Division I basketball player, but I knew he was a Division I baseball player. Mm-hmm. So he's working out in the summer 5-6 hours a day on something. He's in a gym. Like last time I'm like, hey man, you need to take a break, bro. He's like, no, I got to keep going. So he's hungry for success, and him playing in the best conference in the country, the Big 12.
Word?
I mean, got 9 teams in the
NCAA. You said that with a straight face too.
9 teams in NCAA tournament, right?
Man said that with a straight face. Okay. I mean, cool. I can't argue that.
Listen, 9 teams in NCAA tournament. So I didn't know what to expect, but he's held his own. He's done a great job of, like, helping that team get to where they are now. I'm happy to see where he is. And I still think the best basketball is in front of him just because he has so much to learn. He's not an AAU kid. He played a year and a half of AAU basketball his entire life. You know, he has way more games to go. Like, a lot of guys have more games than him. He has more workouts. So people see the potential. I see it. I see it now. I didn't see it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see it in the beginning, but mm-hmm. This is me being transparent. But the one thing I can say, a couple weeks ago, I got to see my daughter on ESPN Plus play softball, and later my son on ESPN. I was like, this is crazy.
I didn't that know, used to be oh, you.
Well, this I didn't know whether to be happy or like, damn, I'm old. You know, man, I'm old as hell.
And does it bring back fond memories for you? Because obviously 20 years ago, you were the best college basketball player. You know, we read your accolades earlier and consensus All-American, you know, AP player of the year. So for like, does that like, you know, man, like I was once in his shoes playing at St. Joe's doing what I do. And now your kids are in college playing on TV consistently.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy to, like, click on the TV after a good, you know, long day of work and be like, all right, let me grab a glass of wine and watch my kid on TV. You know what I mean? It's like, It's definitely in the beginning, I'm like, all right, whatever. Because he, you know, he was closer to home. I can drive and everything. But it's different when you hear it on TV. You hear the announcers talking about him. And this upcoming weekend, like, you know, them playing an NCAA tournament, my favorite coach is going to do the game. So I'm like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, yo, are you in Indianapolis? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm doing the game at Stan Van Gundy. Right. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. Stan saw this dude when he was a, you know,
baby. Yeah.
Like crazy. So I can imagine, like, when people say things to me like that, remember him of that age, that's when I start like getting chills. I'm like, this is the same little kid who I used to smack in the back of the head when he do something crazy in the house. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely happy and proud of him. I'm proud of all my kids, man.
And I mean, it's just said, I think college basketball this year, the team that I think that's going to win it, I think Carolina has a very good chance, but also think UConn has a chance. I think, but I also think anybody can lose this year. It's just on the men's side. I just think it's up for grabs, and I like that.
It's been like that all year for me, like just being on the road scouting certain players and just watching certain teams. You can kind of see it unfolding where, like, to get to where we are now, this point of the year where nobody knows who's going to win the championship. It's a lot of parity. It's a lot of uncertainty. It's a lot of teams who can creep up and become sleepers. And look, every game is a one-game series.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. Anything can happen. End of the game, beginning of the game, team goes on a 20-0 run, whatever can happen. So I'm looking forward to it. Like, again, I'm obviously rooting for my son. I'm rooting for him and his team. I'm going to be there with my purple on.
That's so crazy, bro.
grab that towel. I'm going to wave the towel.
Hey, as you should. I watched Eddie House, man. His son hit the game winner. And just, it makes me laugh because I know, like, I played with Eddie House. He was my teammate, and he's a fierce competitor as well. And, you know, play with you and to play with, like, a lot of the dads that are going, you know, seeing their kids do Jermaine O'Neal, played against them, seeing his kids, like seeing all of our kids do well, and, you know, seeing the excitement in them for their kids doing well. You know, I'm going through it myself. My oldest is a freshman. My youngest is, you know, playing tournament. He's a golfer. He's playing tournaments and stuff like that. So it's nerve wracking for me because I want them to do well because of the work, like you said, putting in. But it's just awesome to see friends or former teammates of mine, you know, enjoying the moments of their kids' success. So, man, shout out to you, man. Enjoy that for real.
Appreciate it.
I just hope they don't run into us. I don't even know if y'all in our bracket, but you know, whatever. I hope they do well. But also, since we're talking about tournament and women's college basketball right now,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Is must see TV.
Yes,
I saw a quick blurb. I didn't read it, but how their tickets and the demand for tickets to watch these young women play this year is more in demand than men, the men's side, which is crazy because it's never been that way, but now it is. So it's crazy to think. But when you sit back and think about it, some of the names you throw out, like becoming household names, some of these kids are freshmen. And of course, obviously, Caitlin Clark and, you know, doing what she does, but like, It's crazy, and I will be tuned in.
No, me too, and definitely for me over the last however many years. I mean, I have three daughters, right? So selfishly, I want them to play sports. You know, I love doing the girl dad thing, but it is like I enjoy going outside throwing a ball, a softball with my girls because all three of them play softball, and they can throw a football like farther than most guys. They can shoot basketball, so we get the bond in a way that. I never would have imagined being a girl dad,
right?
So now, like, watching women's sports for me, because I'm a basketball guy, especially basketball, I enjoy it, man. Like, I've always enjoyed women's basketball. The level, of just like the men, you look at the skill level has gone up, and it's going to continue. Just because I think what they're exposed to and the way they, you know, with sciences and the way these trainers are now, like, women basketball is
and
so
the way they think too. They think different. Like they train, like, you know, look how pro teams like Dawn Staley, we've seen, and not just South Carolina, we've seen other teams. They don't practice with the girls anymore. They bring guys in now.
Yeah.
Right? It's a different mentality. And, you know, you talk about the parity, the skill level. Well, let's also talk about if you look at the top earning athletes in college basketball for NIL, you're seeing a lot of women up there over the men. Obviously, you know, guys like Caleb Williams of football.
Right.
He's making the next level. But Caitlin is cleaning up. I'm sure Juju.
Angel Reese.
Like, oh. I mean, it's a laundry list of, you know.
Nick Van Lith. All
over. Van Lith. Correctly.
This is the thing. They should be, because if it's no them, it's no college basketball.
Say it right? again. We wouldn't be talking about them right now if they weren't who they are and doing what they're doing. I agree.
They deserve a piece of the pie. And and I hope they continue to get more and more. Because it's always been my thing. Like, coaches, yeah, they coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need Jimmies and Joes. People always think it's the X's and O's. Yeah, some coaches are really good at their job, really good managing teams. But if you don't have the players, you don't have the talent, like, why would somebody put a team on TV where it's going to generate a ton of money for whomever, right? These kids should be getting the money. And of course, like, yeah, my son is out my pocket. Like, it should be like that. Like, he's playing a sport. He's doing a great thing for a university. Like, these girls they're more than deserving of what they're getting. They should be getting more, right? So people can say what they want. Like, look, I didn't get a dime, but I'm happy to, like, promote the sport for these young men and women to get money.
Okay, you did not get a dime. 'Tis true. But let's just go back for a second. Jameer Nelson, senior year. Going into his senior year, probably top five in possible, you know, player of the year, All-American, all of this stuff. Can you imagine you with the NIL back in your junior year?
Vince, you know I'm a very humble person, man. But I'm going to tell you this. I would have been Scrooge McDuck. Listen. The amount of like just like thinking back, the amount of notoriety that we got, and it was no social media, right? I'm not like huge on social media and doing like that. I'll post stuff here and there, whatever. But like I would have been Scrooge McDuck. I would have had a safe in my house, big old safe. I'd have been swimming in some good change. You know, but I'm happy that my career is or has been what it has been. So
I know, but it's fun for us to talk about it because I sit back. I get asked the question all the time as well. Could I imagine being a part of NIL during my time at Carolina? And I was like, even if it wasn't nationally, just locally,
right?
Being in Chapel Hill, in the Triangle area, in, you know, the surrounding areas of, like, I cannot imagine. And we're beloved already. Obviously, we weren't making a dime. So just imagine, imagine you walking around like, man, come on, man, stop this.
I mean, if I had to put a number on it, like people.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I mean, even back then.
I let me see. I'm not sure. I could be wrong when I say this, but I think Caleb Williams, USC quarterback, pulled in somewhere like 9, 10 million.
I ain't getting that. That's crazy. Like, I can say I would have
He pulled in last year, or this past season, or this year, like somewhere in there. You're saying?
So you think about it like this. St. Joe's is
5?
No. St. Joe's is a small school, right? So
3.
I mean.
3 to 5.
Just the thought of me transferring probably could have, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With the collective and everything. I say high 6 figures to low 7 figures. I say between.
I mean, you're a guarantee. Like, if I'm talking about, like, you were up for National Player of the Year, even if you didn't, if you started with low, like a mil, you know, at the beginning of the year, about mid season alone with the buzz,
that
changes.
It changes a lot.
Like, it's going to change for everyone. Like, it changed, I'm sure, for everybody else, because either people didn't know or were a little hesitant or whatever the case may be, or just dragging their feet, to all of a sudden, you know what? I need to be on this train as well, because he has the potential to be National Player of the Year, winning the conference, whatever. So, I think you somewhere to 3 to 5.
And you might be right. I might be selling myself short, but yeah. I really couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I might have had a Bentley or something like that for real, but.
It's already happening. It's dudes doing that.
Yeah,
you saw Shadur.
Yeah,
come on, man. What you talking about?
They gotta get what they got. They gotta get what they can, man. I
absolutely.
They deserve it, man. They out there working like blood, sweat, tears. Like, you know, they sacrificing, man. Like, people think playing a sport at the collegiate level is easy. Like, yeah, you still got to go to class. You still got appearances. You still got a lot of things. You still got a lot of things to attend to. So you deserve to be compensated for everything you're doing. For me, it was that $10 meal money I was getting. I was just happy for that.
That's what it was.
It was 10 bucks.
That's what you're going to tell everybody?
$10, man.
But you know, these people go back and look that stuff up.
They can go back and
wait, it was before social media, so they can't look.
he had what on his wrist?
man, outside of all of the NIL, like I said, my only hopes with NIL, and obviously you've already obviously confessed how you appreciate it and they should get more. My only hopes, and this is to all these young people, handle it with care. Make sure you learn how to handle your money, to deal with your money, pay your taxes. That's one thing I hope, you know, these organizations or whoever that are giving these young people all of this money, help them learn how to save it and treat it with care. And I just want all of these super athletes, you're getting paid this money for a reason, and continue to stay hungry as the athlete that you are. Because it's so easy to me, like when you're talking about coming a freshman, sophomore, getting banked, seeing even like you said, six figures.
Yeah.
Maybe not even seven figures. It's easy to kind of just get complacent. Yep. You know, we see it in the league.
Yeah.
Once people get their deal, they're good. Like, you got paid this money and you've earned this money because of the athlete you are and the product that you've put on the floor for you know, obviously in high school and, you know, or whenever you get these big deals throughout your college career. And I just hope that they continue to stay on the grind and stay hungry. Stay hungry. Still have, you know, for those who want to become professional athletes, still stay hungry while getting this money. Because that's what your job's going to be once you become a professional. Some of these guys may be taking a pay cut from college, you know, to pro. I don't know if that's what you did, but, you know, some of these guys, you know, maybe taking a pay cut. But because when you get to the league and you make this kind of money, you're still expected to produce. You're still expected to be the player that you are. So, you know, I hope they do that now to where they don't have to learn how to do that later and it hurts them in their game or lose a spot.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
As a college player, you know, being on top of the world, like, what was that feeling like? I played 3 years, made it to the Final Four twice, lost. But you, what was that feeling like for you when you heard your name as the best player in college basketball?
So I'm going to give you a little background, which was like, it might be weird, right? But I'm going to tell you because you're my man. So the school, it got so crazy. The school hired a bodyguard for me, right? So I'm walking to class. I got my guy Dan with me. He with me everywhere, take me everywhere, do everything, right? Just because it was like, it was so crazy. I couldn't even like step foot on campus. Small school, 4,000 students, right? Everybody, people like, can you sign this? Can you do that? I can't even walk to class. So I'm frustrated because I just want to be a normal dude, right? I just want to go to like whatever class and go to practice and hoop.
Just hoop, right?
I just really want to hoop. That's all I wanted to do. So then I started getting frustrated. Like I get 1,500 like things sent to the school for me to sign. Every Friday I got autograph session. Every Friday I'm having an autograph session. 1,500, 1,000 items.
For the school or just?
People sending them in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm mad. And then like just USA Today had a thing, or I was on the back page of USA Today. It said a $3.5 million man. So I'm on the back page of that USA Today. It says $3.5 million man. So I'm like, this is crazy, right?
3.5 million. See, that's right around where that NIL number looks like. Come on, man. What are we talking about here?
So I never looked at myself as like, I'm the National Player of the Year or anything like that. I always just felt like I was just a good college player and people was blowing out of proportion until later in life, about 10 years ago, I was like, damn, that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, cause I can't reflect on it.
Who was runner up? Do you remember?
Okafor, I think.
The year that, that's, they won it that year.
Won it that year.
Because you guys lost to in the eight?
Elite Eight, Oklahoma State. I missed the game winning shot.
That's right. Is that T.A., John Lucas? No.
Lucas, T.A., the Graham twins. They had like five NBA dudes.
Oh, they were loaded.
Yeah. We had a couple. We had three or four. So, I mean, pretty equal. You know what I'm saying? And then I looked at that game probably, again, like 10 years ago, 7 years ago. I didn't even realize we were up by like 12 or 13 at halftime. End up losing. So then I start getting mad. I'm like, man, we could have really like smacked these dudes. But what they did was we'd had no answer for the Graham twin. Like he was just like stronger than everybody and
athletic. Some Florida boys, man. Yeah, exactly.
Right. He was stronger than everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we were like one of the first teams to play four guards. We switching everything, and he just was taking advantage. So.
And then you had Delonte West, who was a monster in college. Man. People can say what they want. You know, obviously, you know what you know about Delonte, but if you didn't see Delonte in college, just go look, man.
You're talking about a dude who made me better. He pushed me to be better because he was so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't let this dude be better than me, so I gotta work harder.
And he worked hard. He go at it. He just loved to hoop. He's one of them dudes that he just loved to hoop.
That's all he wanted to do was just hoop. 1 o'clock in the morning, he in the gym. And I'm like, damn. Like, am I missing something? You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, man. Shout out to D West, man. You know, yeah, love you, brother.
Yep.
Love you, man. But anyway, man, Mir, I'm gonna let you go. It's obviously always a pleasure to take a trip down memory lane. Obviously, you've accomplished so much. Your kids are doing great now. Your GM, and I hope you get what you want. You deserve it, man. I appreciate you joining the show. Obviously, the VC show is back swinging. I couldn't not do season two without having you on. So I appreciate you taking the time out, man, chat with us and taking a trip down memory lane, brother.
I appreciate it, man. It's funny. I'm going to go back. I remember when you, summertime, you called me like, yeah, man, I think I'm about to be traded to Orlando. I was enjoying working. I'm like, what? Man, I was so happy.
That's so funny. That story. I forget all about that because I was doing the basketball camp here in Orlando when it happened. And I get the call from my brother first. And he's like, bro, you see it? But I was doing the camp. So I didn't have my phone like right beside me. So they bring me my phone. The dude brought me the phone. I walked out the gym while the camp was going on. I left him in the gym on the phone. I forgot. I was like, yeah, I'll be right. I'll be back. It was one of the coolest moments, obviously, for me playing. Particularly coming to the team after y'all had just done what you guys had did, you know, being in the finals. I was like, wait a minute, who's I traded for? And like the core guys were pretty much there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, coming back home and like a team, like, good times though, man. We had some good times, boy.
A lot of good times.
Good times, funny times, man. Like some of the plane rides, plane rides with this guy, with that group. Was unbelievable, man.
Yeah, man. It's always good to reminisce, man, especially when you had like a real bond with people. And you know what I mean? I think that team and just that the core group of guys in that organization, we can look back on things now and be like, look, we did it the right way. No matter what people think, whether we won a championship or not, you know, it's only going to be one team that win. So, but we put everything out there. And like you said, that year, Boston, they beat us in six. But like I said, man, it was fun. I had a ton of fun, man, going through it.
And I was really thinking that we could do it again and get back there again. Obviously, you know, things went left, but you know, but I really thought that, you know, we could go back at it because we had the core group back again. Yep. You know, that'd have been year two with you guys. Obviously, you and Dwight and Rashard was already together. Now to kind of have familiarity with me there, second year, I thought good things could happen. But
I agree.
Like you said, the way life works, it is what it is. But man, you know, I see obviously Stan on the road every now and then. I see AJ, I golf with him every now and then, you know, when I used to run into him in Atlanta. So it's always good memories, man. Always good conversation.
Always, man.
All right, man, go enjoy your son, man. Go do what you do, man. It's always a pleasure, man. Y'all show some love, obviously, for Jameer Nelson, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Man, shout out to Jameer. Always a great conversation. I knew he would drop some gems and give us some good stories and just great catching up to him. But now, our next segment coming up is the Upper Room Dunk of the Week. I chose Zion for the Dunk of the Week because, you know, we talked about injuries with him, overweight. Does he love it? Well, guess what? He's back. He's feeling good. Check this clip out if you have not seen it. Marshall, you see here, Marshall says, oh, that's Zion back there. Easy toss. Oh, look at that. Extension, two hands, feeling good. I mean, Zion looks spry, springy, athletic as ever. I mean, look at that. Just throw it up there. I got it. Going away from the rim, and that's let me tell you something, as a dunker, some guards may feel like that's a bad pass. That usually makes for the best dunk. So, Zion Williamson, welcome to the Upper Room Dunk of the Week. Our next segment is Who Did I Run Into This Week? So I'm always going to talk about who I ran into, or if I didn't run into a celebrity, to someone interesting that I ran into. And this week, I ran into Q Rich, a.k.a. Quentin Richardson, and John Wall. I did NBA Hooper Vision, and I did it with Q Rich, and also brought on John Wall. Had a great conversation. It's always good to run into former players, guys who still love the game, around the game. Obviously, I still think John Wall should still be in the game, but it is what it is. So those are two guys that I ran into, had a good time, good conversation. But while we're talking about them, that's who I ran into. But yo, you got to check out their podcast, Q Rich, Knuckleheads podcast with Darius Miles. I got a chance to be on there. Had a great time. Go check that out. And also, John Wall now has his podcast out called Point Game. Go check that out. It's easy to say, oh, man, another podcast. Yes, it's another podcast, but it's a podcast coming from a former All-Star, a guy who's been in the trenches and can break the game down, perspective, talk about his life his way. And I always think that's interesting when you hear professional athletes talk about the sport that they play coming from their mouths. So go check that out as well. And our last one, but definitely not least, I will always do my shout out of the week. Since we had Jameer Nelson on, we played together with the Magic. My shout out goes to you, Jamal Mosley, Coach Jamal Mosley of the Orlando Magic, head coach currently in fifth. They're 2.5 games out of third. I think he has them in maybe a game and a half out of fourth place. He's taken a young basketball team and turned it into a very good basketball team that has a chance to make some noise in the East. Paolo Banchero, obviously, won Rookie of the Year. He is playing great basketball. They have some young studs. And yes, I do think Jamal Mosley deserves to be the Coach of the Year. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I meant it. Good luck to you, Jamal Mosley. Good luck to you and your team in the playoffs. That will be my shout out of the week. And with that being said, that is the end of the show this week. I appreciate everybody for joining in. You know, continue to follow the journey, continue to log on and listen to the VC show. We're back full throttle. We will see you next week. The VC show signing off. Let's go.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
Hey, what's that show?
It's the VC show.
It's the VC show.
Season two. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Monday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.